My guest today, the Money Farm Market Analyst, Sam Swanson.
All right. Checking out the grains first. Looks like wheat closed mixed, corn and soybeans trading higher there across those contracts. What had the grains trading mixed today, Sam?
Yeah, I think we're just in that time of year here where there's just a classic give and take mode. The trade's looking for some fresh news, and we're not really getting it. I think earlier in the week, there was some talk of some export sales hitting the market. Trade, we haven't really been seeing big numbers there. Of course, corn still performing pretty well. We had a export sale announcement to Mexico and Colombia this morning, but I think we're ultimately waiting for more China soybean sales. And I think the idea is hopefully the soybean market here can help prop up the corn and wheat complex, but just kind of at that time of year here, as we approach the end of the year and Christmas, just maybe a little bit of a consolidating pattern in a trading range.
All right, and checking cattle markets, a lot of green on the board there. They were back and forth all day, though, but they definitely closed higher here. What had the cattle markets trading that way today?
Yeah, I think mostly technical action. It looks like the bulls have a 200-day moving average in their sights. Wouldn't be surprised if we hit that here, maybe not this week, but early next week. But that's a lot of technical action here. There's also some retracements here that we can look at on the chart for some targets. But seems like the bulls are fighting back for some control. And, fundamentally, nothing's really changed here. Still a very bullish supply and demand picture. And I think the bulls are going to not going to go down without a fight here.
That was the Money Farm Market Analyst, Sam Swanson.